It was 150 years ago this month, the University of Arkansas became reality on paper. The first students would take classes just a little bit later. To celebrate the sesquicentennial, Charlie Allison, the executive editor for University Relations at the U of A, is delivering snapshots of the university's past. This week, we go way back.
Joseph Carter Corbin, the son of former slaves, was elected to be the Arkansas Superintendent of Education in 1873. And as a result, he also became the ex officio president of the University of Arkansas Board of Trustees. As part of that role, he signed the contract for construction of the first permanent building on campus, the building we know today as Old Main. Corbin was the son of Susan and William Corbin, former slaves who moved to Ohio by the 1820s after being freed. Their son Joseph was born at Chillicothe, Ohio in 1833, so nearly 190 years ago. He was the eldest of 12 children. Perhaps it was given that he would become an educator. He attended schools in Chillicothe and was a classmate of John Mercer Langston, the future abolitionist, educator, and politician. And the two of them followed similar paths in life. At age 15, Corbin moved to Louisville, Kentucky to teach. But he moved back to Ohio after a couple years to pursue a college degree at Ohio University. He was only the third black student to earn a bachelor's degree at Ohio University, finishing in 1853, and then earning a master's degree in 1856. Soon after that, he moved back to Louisville, where he worked in mercantile and banking during the day, while also serving surreptitiously as a conductor on the Underground Railroad, helping slaves from the South escape to the safety of the North. Amid the Civil War, Corbin moved to Cincinnati, where he edited and wrote for a newspaper called The Colored Citizen. After the war, it's not sure what brought him to Arkansas, but he moved to Little Rock and took a job in 1872 as a reporter for the Arkansas Republican newspaper. This was the Reconstruction period, and the Republican Party was still ascendant at the time. Corbin ran for the office of State Superintendent of Education. He ran against the white incumbent, Thomas Smith, who was also a Republican. And like Corbin, Smith had also come to Arkansas from Cincinnati, Ohio. Smith, however, had arrived in Little Rock during the latter part of the Civil War. He came as a surgeon in the Union Army and then stayed in Arkansas after the war. Smith had been elected superintendent of education in 1868, and he made the first efforts at establishing public schools in the state. In 1872, he was running for re-election on what was known as the Reform Republican ticket. Corbin, on the other hand, ran on the regular Republican ticket. It was one of many contests that illustrated a split among the Republicans, a split that would grow wider over the next 2 years. Corbin won the race and took office on January 4, 1873. Very early in his role as president of the university's Board of Trustees, Corbin proposed to create a normal branch of the university for the instruction of black teachers. The term normal was used in those days to refer to a college or school that trained students in the pedagogy of education, how to be a teacher. Across the state, well-trained teachers were desperately needed to fill new public schools. The Fayetteville campus had started filling that need with a normal department for white teachers, and Corbin's proposal would put the wheels in motion to create a normal college for black teachers. In March, the Board of Trustees appointed a committee to develop legislation to establish a branch normal college. By April, the state legislature had approved this branch of the university, authorizing its location to be set somewhere south or east of Little Rock, and approving the use of up to $25,000 for its creation. Meanwhile, here at the Fayetteville campus, plans moved forward for a new permanent building on campus. Construction bids were taken, reviewed by the trustees. During the summer of 1873, as president of the board, Corbin signed a $123,000 contract with the Oliver and Mays firm for construction of the university's first permanent building. It was finished 2 years later and is, as I said earlier, the building we now know as Old Main. Unfortunately, a year later, Corbin lost his race for re-election as the rupture in the Republican Party allowed the Democratic Party to regain power in the state. To make ends meet, he took a job teaching mathematics for about a year at the Lincoln Institute in Jefferson City, Missouri. But he returned to Arkansas in 1875 and was appointed the first principal of the new Branch Normal College in Pine Bluff. That's the institution we know today as the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. For the next 27 years, Corbin threw his life into educating the future black teachers of Arkansas, growing the size of the college, increasing the faculty ranks slowly, and advocating for equity in the state's separate and sorely disparate educational system. And what an educator to have leading that charge. Corbin was best known for his proficiency in mathematics, having written numerous articles for a variety of mathematical and educational publications, but he was also described as conversant and well-read in eight languages, from ancient Greek and Latin to the completely unexpected Hebrew and Danish. He also appears to have been a good musician and taught piano, organ, and flute at the Branch Normal College. In 1890, expansion of the Morrill Land-Grant Act allowed the Branch Normal College to become the second land-grant institution in Arkansas. In keeping with that designation, Corbin planned to expand the college's curriculum. He wanted to include vocational and industrial programs of study, and he called on the state legislature for the equitable division of state appropriations between the Fayetteville campus and the Pine Bluff campus. His calls helped improve Branch Normal's appropriations, but they never came near equity in budget, faculty, or facilities. During the rest of the decade, Corbin came into greater conflict, first with the state legislature, and probably because of a change in the governor's office, and then with the Board of Trustees, who, of course, were appointed by the governor. Despite this turbulence, he organized an association called the Teachers of Negro Children and served as its first president. It was later renamed the Arkansas Teachers Association. And much later, it merged with the Arkansas Educational Association after integration of the state schools in the 1960s. In 1902, the Board of Trustees dismissed Corbin from the college that he had founded. He became a principal at Pine Bluff's Merrill High School and taught for another 6 years. And he died in 1911. Today, it's easy for us at the Fayetteville campus to celebrate the significant step that Joseph Carter Corbin ushered in, the construction of a building that has become a symbol of higher education in Arkansas, a building that is beloved among students and alumni at the U of A. But Old Main, well, that's a story for another day. For today, don't forget to celebrate Joseph Carter Corbin's greater achievement, the establishment of the first historically black institution of higher education in Arkansas, a place where dreams of careers and advancement and a brighter future become reality, a university in Pine Bluff that continues to serve the people of Arkansas in radically uplifting ways.
Charlie Allison, executive editor for University Relations at the University of Arkansas, gives us profiles in the U of A's history each week as the university marks 150 years of service. There are many other commemorations taking place and scheduled. To find out more, go to 150.uark.edu. That's the number 150.uark.edu.